And good afternoon, everyone. I'm going to talk very briefly about a new biofertilizer product. Okay. And look at the literature here. Basically, it says organic fertilizers can produce similar biomass or yields of various crops compared with mineral fertilizers. Here you can say such as urea, ammonium nitrate, or other mineral fertilizers. So in terms of soil microbes, you can see here, organic fertilizers can increase microbial diversity or decrease the relative abundance of actinomycetes or have no effect on soil microbes compared with mineral fertilizers. So basically the effects on soil microbes varies with locations to locations and studies to studies. And this is the product I'm going to talk to. It is called organically enhanced MP sulfur and iron biofertilizer. It was produced by a company called Unit Envirotech in Florida. Basically, they extract the organic additive from municipal wastewater biosolids, and then they mix the biosolids, then they mix the organic additive with some mineral fertilizers through a patterned process, or they say patterned technology, to form this product. So basically, you can say this product probably has about 15% of lysine, over 4% of phosphorus, and 18% of sulfur, less than 1% of iron, plus 8% of organic matter. Here you can see how the product look like. So it looks like very dry and granular. So here is a summary of some of the properties of this new product by Dr. Sen from IFDC, International Fertilizer Development Center. You can say it is obviously this product has higher nutrient concentrations but lower organic matter content compared to the regular biosolids. And also it has a reduced volume than biosolids, and it has a higher MP ratio than biosolids. And based on his greenhouse study, actually this product has less ammonia volatilization loss and no nitrate leaching loss. And also this product has pretty good physical property for storage, for long-term transportation, and even for mechanized application. So we did a field evaluation on this product along with another new product called MPK zinc briquettes in comparison with some commonly used mineral fertilizers, ammonium sulfate, and urea in terms of mineral nutrition and residual soil nutrients and cone growth yields and ear health, and so microbial community structures. So we did this study, adjusting for 3 years from 11 to 13, and it aims for 2 years from 12 to 13 in Tennessee. We used a split plot design with 4 main treatments and 4 sub-treatments, and the 4 main treatments were 4 different fertilizer types. The unit new product, MPK, zinc briquettes, ammonium sulfate, and urea. Here are the measurements we did for each site year, and we did some microbial analysis for some selected plots only. We used the method called PLFA, And what we did, the relative abundance of the major and small microbe groups, and also we calculate the total microbial biomass carbon. So here are some of the results. You can see for the Jackson location we did 3 years. Basically, you can see for by the end of the first year, the second year, or the third year, or the average over the 3 years after corn harvest, the microbial biomass carbon really did not change at all between the two, treatments, the new product and the ammonia sulfate. So there was no effect at this location in any year or on the average of the 3 years. And here, similarly, you can see by the end of the fourth year and by the end of the third year, all the four treatments had no difference in microbial biomass. However, here you can see we did a regression between microbial biomass carbon and the sampling time. In total, we did 6 times of microbial analysis from pre-treatment 2011 to post-harvest 2013. Here you can see really there was an exponential reduction in microbial biomass carbon, and really we don't know why, but we think maybe, you know, because of the difference in previous crop. Because in 2010, before this test, soybean was grown on this field. Then we grew corn for this test for 3 years. Maybe because of that, otherwise we have no idea, but you can see really there was a huge reduction in microbial biomass during the first year, 2011. Here, look at the relative abundance by the end of the first year. The only difference was in the group called the general microbes. But when we look at it closer, you can see really there was no difference in microbial biomass carbon between the unit biofertilizer and any of the other three treatments. So the unit unit biofertilizer already had no effect on the abundance of those microbial groups. Here they say the abundance over the 2 years, 2 year averages. You can see there was no treatment effect. However, when you look at the repeated measures, because we did 3 times here, post-harvest 2012, pre-treatment 2013, and pre-harvest 2013, you can see the abundance for actinomycetes and mycorrhizal fungi. Actually, those abundances increased with the cumulative treatment effects. However, the abundance of eukaryotes actually decreased with the cumulative effects. Here another location aims we did 2 years, pretty much the same as the Jackson location. There was no treatment effect on microbial biomass for the first year or the second year or the averages over the 2 years. And this is the same you see we did 2 years. By the end of the second year, the microbial biomass carbon did not differ among the four treatments. The zoologic control, ammonia sulfate, MPK, zinc briquettes, and the unit, and the new product. However, there was also a change, you know, of the biomass carbon with the sampling time. By this location, seems like the data fitted pretty well with a quadratic curve. So really, I think, you know, the measurements of microbial biomass was highly infected by the, you know, by the weather conditions, by the, you know, experimental locations, I guess. So that's why they were so different, you know, from location to location, from year to year. And relative abundance at this location, this was the average of the 2 years after corn harvest. You can say, yes, in this figure, you can say the unit biofertilizer actually significantly decrease the abundance of mycorrhizae, but increase significantly the proportion of the general microbes. So there was some effect here. And also by the end of the 2 years, yeah, the same location, you can see the trend was the same. Unit new product actually decreased the proportion of mycorrhizae and increased the proportion of the general microbes. Now let's look at some other effects of this new product on corn. This is very briefly, you can see pan-sulfur nutrition, both the unit fertilizer and the ammonia sulfate really increased the pan-sulfur concentration significantly compared to other two fertilizers, because unit has 18% of sulfur and the same ammonia sulfate has some sulfur inside. So those two products are very effective sulfur sources for corn. Yet, you can see really there was no difference among all the treatments. So the yields were pretty comparable for all the treatments, including the unit biofertilizers, compared with urea with ammonia sulfate. Post-harvest soil organic carbon. Here you can see unit increased the organic carbon significantly compared with the other three fertilizers. And we did some calculations and found that actually the increase in soil organic carbon was much greater than the input of organic carbon due to the application of the biofertilizer from unit. So our results really suggest the unit biofertilizer increases the conversion of crop residues into soil organic matter. So here is the summary. Basically, this new product seems to decrease the relative abundance of mycorrhizae, but increase that of general crops relative to those nitrogen, and also the relative abundance of actinomycetes and mycorrhizae are increased, but the proportion of eukaryotes is decreased due to the cumulative fertilizer effects, and this product really has no effect on the microbial biomass during 3 years of application. And this product is a good sulfur source for corn, and this product produces pretty comparable corn yields compared with mineral fertilizers such as urea, etc. And thank you.
I didn't know, anyway, I know, you know, there was an article.
It's a biosolids derivative.
Yes, they told me this is, they instruct the organic matter, they call the organic additive. They told those are very active organic matter, such as amino acids and some organic matter. They instruct that, and then, you know, use that powder to go through a process with, to mix with the mineral fertilizer. So again, there is some heavy metals inside. I'm not sure, but it is a patent technology, a patent process. To me, it's quite complicated.
Closure,
so I don't know the details. Anyway, it's quite complicated. Yeah.